Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
In the Bay.
These people are idiots.
There we go. Hello, is this thing on? Hi, everybody. Vince in the Bay. It's, I got something in my mouth here. God damn it. It's not a penis. Good times. Hey, welcome to another edition of Disorderly Conduct. I'm your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours, Vince in Lay Bay. It's Wednesday, July 27th, 2011. Thank you for joining me. And shouts out to the early chit-chatters, Kingdom here, Lulzak Cali, Richard Davenport, Secret Goods. Secret Goods in the building. Stabby McHugs and Tammy Fortuna. Good times, people. Thank you for joining me once again. And we're going to chop it up about whatever, whenever. You just call in. Your calls take priority. There are a few things I'd like to discuss a little bit and get some feedback on from you, potentially. I checked the Twitter today, and it looks like we got him. I thought we had gotten him before. I could have sworn we had the exclusive on my show. What was it, like last week? That Topiary had been jailed, and he's now, you know, already incarcerated in Folsom Prison. I think he had a really quick trial and everything. He's just already, boom, bam, thank you, ma'am. But... Apparently that was the wrong guy that they got. Apparently now today they apprehended the real Topiary. I'm trying to find the goddamn article. Okay, I found through Kevin Mitnick of all people. Kevin Mitnick reported this on his Twitter. That's where I found out. He linked it to this New York Times article. And. Says, British police make arrest in net attacks. The British police announced the arrest on Wednesday of a 19-year-old man who they said was the spokesman of the online vigilante group Lulz Security, which has claimed responsibility for a string of attacks on the websites of government agencies and private corporations. In a statement, the police said the man using the online alias Topiary and had been picked up during a raid on a residence in the Shetland Islands. The rugged, archipelago? Jesus Christ, how the fuck do I, this is awesome, dude. You can click on group of islands. Because it doesn't give me the goddamn. Oh, here's the pronunciation. Archipelago. There we go. Archipelago. Where the fuck was I? Archipelago. Okay, the rugged archipelago off the northeastern coast of Scotland. The police said they were also questioning a 17-year-old, but had not arrested him. On Twitter, Topiary described himself as, quote, a simple prankster turned swank garden hedge. His missives were often fastidious, suggesting the handiwork of someone who relished playful language. And I, you know, I was very, very, very tickled by his language, I have to tell you. To be honest, as an aside, I thought whoever, I'm just the whole time, I remembered through this whole thing, I said, you know what, these hacks wouldn't be so dramatic and entertaining if it weren't for whoever the fuck. That was my back of my head, because I'm one of those people that I'm always thinking about what's going on behind the scenes, like what's really okay, who's really tweeting here, who's really coming up with the, you know, the vernacular, and I thought whoever it was a fucking goddamn genius. Like the guy had a nice sharp wit, and I gave him propers just on his verbiage alone. That was what enticed me, was how, you know, the guy was, it was like he could have been a, you know, he could have, seriously, that guy could have a career as a comedy writer, no doubt about it. Or a career as a social networking stand-in. Seriously, like, that guy could easily, like, after he gets out of jail, all he has to do is just go to, like, the stars and say, you know, multi-million dollar celebrities and say, hey, I will be your ghostwriter for your fucking Twitter account for whatever, 20 grand a year or some shit. Because that guy's brilliant. He's a genius. He's really good with 140 characters, and he knows the genre he's talking about. And he fucking had me in stitches, man. Very lulzy. Very worthy in my opinion, very worthy of, you know, using the word lulz in your title. Because that's ballsy right there. You know, you got to, if you're going to call yourself lulz anything, you better deliver some fucking lulz. And he did. That guy was a great writer, brilliant, witty, charming, just pitch perfect in his delivery. And I give that dude propers. Whether he's a fucking a convicted cyber criminal, a la yours truly, or not. Hey, this is what I have to say. Welcome to the club, buddy. You know, you're in good company. Don't worry. I personally, in my case, I did not get vanned. So I don't know what that feels like. I don't even know if this kid got vanned. But still, what comes after is, it's not so bad, dude. You'll be all right. Oh, let's see. So I'm going to continue here and finish up this article and then take your calls. So blah, 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 blah. Lulz Security, the offshoot of a larger and more amorphous hacker group called Anonymous, has said it was responsible for attacks on the sites of PBS, the Senate, the Arizona Department of Public Safety, and a company associated with the FBI. The most recent post on Topiary's Twitter feed is dated July 21st, 2 days after law enforcement authorities announced the arrests of more than a dozen people in the United States, Britain, and the Netherlands who were accused of participating in online attacks at the instigation of Anonymous. Quote, "You cannot arrest an idea," wrote Topiary. And of course, that was a play on, that was a reference to something. You can't kill an idea or something like that. Somebody said that somewhere. And then there's George Clinton who said, "Think, it ain't illegal yet." That's my favorite one. Oh, what do we have here? Okay, so in the United States, we already know all this shit. Here we go. Continuing on. In the United States, 14 men and women, mostly in their 20s, were charged in connection with an online attack last December against PayPal after the online payment company stopped taking donations for WikiLeaks. On Wednesday, in response to those arrests, Anonymous called on supporters to cancel their PayPal accounts. Shares in PayPal's parent company, eBay, dropped 3%, in line with declines in other tech stocks. A PayPal spokesman, Anju Nayar, denied that any significant number of PayPal users had canceled their accounts in response to the call for the boycott. "We haven't seen any changes to our normal operations, including opening and closing. All operations are normal. Systems compute. I have a boner," said Mr. Nahar. The attack on PayPal's site last December slowed down the company's system, but to such a small extent that it would have been imperceptible to customers. And at no point, Mr. Nahar said, was the website shut down. So I heard online that there was something like 24,000 accounts were taken down in the last 24 hours. It's like 1,000 accounts an hour. That's pretty good numbers, actually. I mean, at that clip, eBay could be down in a year or so. I don't know. You got to do the math. But apparently they have like something like 100 million users or some shit like that. So they're incrementally eating away. Yeah, that could be a problem. It's definitely a publicity problem. Definitely a PR problem. No doubt about it. But I want to hear from you. Tell me what you think. What's on your mind? And I'll go to the phone lines here and see what's up. I got Blunts No Joints here. Blunts No Joints, what's up, dude? Welcome to the show.
What's up, Vince?
Nothing much, dude. I'm just, I was just kind of digesting this whole, apparently they got Topiary.
Yeah, I heard.
What do you think about that?
I think it really sucks. I don't know a lot of hackers. It's not like I knew him personally, but I had seen some of the work that he did, and yeah, he was a funny guy, and it's sad to see that happen.
Dude, check this out, though. This is my take on it, dude. This is just the beginning for Topiary. This is something he wants on his resume. Trust me, because he could no. Hear me out, dude. Because when he gets out of the clink, dude, that guy is going to be – he's going to have a book deal waiting for him. He'll have a TV show waiting for him. Hollywood will be asking for him to – he'll write his own goddamn screen. Watch this. He'll go to jail. He's the kind of kid that would go to jail, spend the whole time writing his screenplay that he's going to sell when he gets out of the clink. He can refine it in jail. By the time he's out – seriously, if you want to do a razor-tight screenplay, you need a good couple of years anyways. You might as well be in solitary confinement. Seriously, give that guy a laptop with no internet access and just say, dude, go ahead, write a fucking book.
And he's
going to come out.
He's smart as fuck.
He'll come out. He's going to come out at the other end so much better.
But how long is he going to be in jail? Because they were talking 15 years for Mercedes.
15 years? What?
No, they were talking 15 years for Mercedes, the girl from Nevada.
Oh. And what did she do?
She was involved with Operation Payback. I'm not really sure how what her role was.
Yeah. I don't know, man. He could go away for a while. But it's a white-collar crime, though. That's the thing. Is ultimately it comes down to is this a first, you know, has he ever done any offense in the beginning at all? Prior to this, have you seen
where he takes down Westboro during the interview?
That was, yeah, I did see that. I didn't realize that was him until, like, no. Yeah. Wait. Somebody told me that was Sabu. That was him?
Yeah, that was him. I found that out today, actually.
Okay. Yeah, I don't doubt. This dude's a fucking badass for sure.
Oh,
but
yeah,
you know what?
Absolutely.
He's gonna be fine. He's lucky. He's like Kevin Mitnick. He's lucky. He's smart. He really is smart.
Yeah, definitely.
A lot of these hackers aren't really smart. They just learn a couple of tricks from the smart guys, and then they get caught, and then suddenly they're fucking fucked.
Yeah, definitely.
They have no other skills to rely on because they're not real hackers. You know,
yeah.
There's a lot of, that's what scares me. That's the collateral damage in all of this nonsense, and that's what really, that's one of the caveats I have about LulzSec and Anonymous in general. It kind of breeds, it sensationalizes and romanticizes hacking for copycats to come along who don't know, have two wits about them and are going to get burned.
Right.
Really,
they're,
really
they're
hard.
And
that's
like
what I think happened.
People.
Yeah. And last week, all those 15 or 20 people or whatever, they got rounded up. I guarantee you most of those people are exactly that type of person.
Yeah. When it first started, a lot of them were like just kids that had downloaded the LOIC onto their computers.
Yeah, and like, they thought it was cool. They didn't think
exactly
it was going to come of it, dude. You know,
exactly.
That's what happened to me when I didn't use any of these tools that these kids. I wasn't trying to be a hacker. I just you know, made a bad choice and didn't think it through and didn't think, you know, there was going to be any repercussions because it's all virtual, it's all online. You know, it's not, you're not really damaging anything. You're just damaging zeros and ones. You know, really, let's think about it. Like, you're not compromised. It's not like say me going into your backyard and jumping into, you know, or going into your garage, jumping into your car and driving it off a cliff. You know, you can never get that car back. But these are just, you know, this is just digital media that went down for 20 minutes and it was back up. You know?
Yep, exactly.
No, I'm kind of the feeling no harm, no foul. Like, show me the victims. Like,
yeah,
like,
no harm, no foul, except they're looking at bigger sentences than, they're looking at 15-year sentences, which is ridiculous.
It should be a civil case. It shouldn't be even involved
exactly.
The government at all. It should be between eBay and Topiary, or eBay and whoever, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And that's not how it works. The government is always snooping around. They're always getting, you know, trying to put their nose in business that's not theirs. Like me, for example, I got taken down by PETA, but not really. It was the people of the United States that came after me. Okay? And it should have been something between me and PETA, not me and the United people of the United States. What business is it of theirs? PETA and I, okay, I damaged their computer. All right. Give me, you know, how did I damage, what sort of, you know, what sort of documentation do you have that proves that it's caused any physical or monetary damage? No, the best thing that they can come up with is the man hours it takes for, in my case, re-uploading the files that I took down.
That's so fucked up. It's your situation. That's bullshit, but it's just so ridiculous.
Lucky for me, I didn't mess with a Sony. I didn't mess with a big Wall Street company. You know, lucky for me, even then though, I think these are ultimately it boils down to these are white collar crimes, and essentially what these kids are white hats. They don't even realize it, but they're white hats. You know, I've always thought LulzSec was a white hat organization, even though their goddamn dude has a black hat on. But they're doing it for the lulz. I mean, they're telling you right there, we're doing this for fun. We're doing this just to say, hey, look, we're, you know, like capture the flag, you know? And I think that's the point. And the whole point is like for for the one or two kids that are out there being brazen about it on the internet and broadcasting their hacking on Twitter, for the one or two people that are doing that and getting taken down, there's like 20 or 30 that aren't saying a fucking word, and they're getting paid.
You know, I like the idea that it's for the L's or for the LOLs, whatever. I like that. But at the same time, I kind of feel like the actual skilled hackers should be, you know, doing it for more important reasons than just laughs. I mean, some of them have some serious skill, and I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but I'd just like to see something a little bigger, something on the next level.
Yeah. Hey, let me bring on another caller here. I think this is Lulsec, probably. Lulsec Cali, I mean. Lulsec Cali, is that you?
Yo.
Hey, man. Welcome to the show, dude. What are your thoughts on all of this topiary being outed today and whatnot?
I honestly don't know. I don't have an opinion on most things.
Do you think it's him?
Well, was the last guy him? No. Do we know that this is him? No. Until we get, you know, absolute confirmation, we don't really know. I mean, they said, I mean, remember a while ago they said, oh, we got Lulsec, you know, we got a leader, they just got the guy, he got the IRC, and Lulsec actually, like, was like, duh, you know, like, oh no, apparently we've been incarcerated, you know, oh, what would we do? Wait, we're still here. What poor bastard did they take down? So, what poor bastard did they take down this time? That, I think, was Topiary. I think Topiary
right.
is a little too smart to be caught.
I think you might be right.
I kind of disagree with you because he was pretty outspoken. I mean, he was more out there than, like, he put himself out there more than any other hacker that I know of. I mean, so if anybody had more risk, it would be him.
Yeah, and you know what? He could have, for all we know, he could have done nothing. He could have just said, you know what, dude, I know how to do all this shit, bros, but I'm technically not going to do it and just talk. And then that could have been the strategy as well. That's what I would have done. If it was me and I hatched this whole idea, like when I first started seeing that account tweeting, I was like, okay, this is kind of, are you kidding me? Hackers actually with a Twitter account? That's insane. That's insane, dude. There's something not, that's dubious right there. And the guy had some an extreme wit and was really, really good with his wording on his tweets and stuff. And I can tell when he stopped tweeting on that account, by the way, because he stopped being in character. He felt like he wasn't in character anymore. The character wasn't there. And he was definitely cultivating this character of a young person in the UK, potentially. He kept hours that were consistent with somebody who was living in the UK. He talked in lingo, you know, pirate lingo, but also, you know, sort of like throwing in, sort of mixing it with the Queen's English, whatever. You know, just little things in his vernacular, kind of were painting the picture of somebody in the UK somewhere.
Like
what?
Like Scotland Yard.
I guess. I don't know. Wherever this... I mean, it turns out that one of these kids did... the one that they picked up today turned out he was in, yeah, somewhere. But I kind of... I don't know. I keep going back and forth with this. I kind of want to think and feel like they got the right guy, but I'm not sure because I'll tell you why. Because last week when they did the initial big raid, you know, it was like, whatever, 14 or 20. There's different reports, but, you know, it was the bigger catch that they had last week. Within that, they made a – I read a lot of stories about how this one loft in Brooklyn got raided, and the person ended up not being there. And
yeah, they had moved out, like, the week before or something like that.
Exactly, exactly. And that person ended up being this blogger named Topiary. And Topiary actually is a, you know, he did what a lot of hackers do, is they assume somebody else's identity. So if they ever get backtraced, it gets backtraced to them, kind of like Hugo Carvalho.
Yeah.
With Sapu, same thing. And Topiary did it with this other kid who was a Brooklyn blogger dude. And so they raided that Topiary's house in Brooklyn, and then they found out that it was, you know, that he wasn't there, that he might not even be the person they're looking for, and so that I think the trail led them from there to this place, to another lead in the UK, which was probably, I bet you, an original lead. That's probably because, like, think about it. If you were a mastermind hacker and you were like, we're going to go to the extent of, like, doing a Twitter account, you know, this is going to have to be thought through all the way. And I'm sure they're like, they probably decided, like, all right, we're gonna create an online profile of somebody in the UK, and we're just going to tweet from that sort of angle, and then everybody's going to buy into it. And meanwhile, everybody's on the sidelines speculating, even Kevin Mitnick. So everybody will just, like, and Kevin Paulson, these people are chiming in as well. Everybody and their mom's got an opinion now on this. So because everybody's on Twitter, and there's such a smokescreen of disinformation out there that both these guys, Sabu and Topiary, could, for all we know, could be hidden in plain sight at this point. You know, they could be a Hugo. Who knows? Like, the, you know, it's just... And they're really trying to do a good job of it. Like the Daily Tech, this article I read in the Daily Tech seems to be another disinformation piece where they said that they're convinced that chat logs prove that's not really Topiary that they got either in Brooklyn or in the UK. I'll read this. It says, earlier today, the blogosphere lit up with news that Topiary, a key hacker from Anonymous and Lulzsec, was arrested. Topiary, along with Sabu, was viewed as a Lulzsec chief, instrumental in orchestra, blah, 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 the arrest. If the arrested man is indeed Lulzsec's Topiary, he couldn't have picked a much more perfect lair. Much like a James Bond villain, the alleged hacker was arrested on a remote island, one of the Shetland Islands. Are you shitting me? He was on the Shetland Islands. The Shetland Islands. Shetland. Shet. Like shat, shit.
Shatterbrick.
Yeah, he was on the Shetland Islands. Off the north coast of Britain's mainland, police transported the 19-year-old, blah, blah, blah. Oh, wait, this is the arrest. Details conflict. That's what I'm looking for. Okay. This open and shut case might not be so open and shut. Last month, the blog site Lulz Security supposedly doxed Topiary. They claimed he's changed names more times than Prince, and their accounting puts him nowhere near Scotland. And these people think he's some dude they think he's Daniel Ackerman Sandberg in Sweden. And chat logs indicate UK police are duped. That's right. This other part of this article, they seem to think that just because of what Topiary said in some chat room, that suddenly, you know, they got the wrong guy. Did you guys read that?
Possibly.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I can't get anywhere with you people. Let's try somebody else. Area code 580, you're on the air. What's up? Hello, caller? 580, you're on the air. What's up? Lou? Okay, maybe not. Let's go with area code 903. Caller, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Vincent McBay.
Hey, who's this?
This is Ruby.
Ruby Sexy Candy?
Yes.
Oh my goshness. How are you, girlfriend?
Oh, I'm good, baby. I'm good. How are you? I tweeted, I said Candy Shop Radio is on with Vincent today. I don't know if you saw that or whatever.
Oh no, did you? I'm sorry. Are you gonna take over my show now? Is that what has
no,
to happen? Are we gonna have sex now? Are we gonna have phone sex now?
Okay.
That's fine.
We can.
Yeah, because I'm kind of actually tired of talking about all this hacker bullshit. Like, I would much rather have phone sex with you on the show and entertain the folks that way.
Okay, we can do that. I don't mind. I haven't had my, you know, I didn't have my late night net yet, so we can do it.
Okay.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello. No, I'm here. I'm just adjusting myself.
Hold on. Let me swallow first. Hold on.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get. Yeah. Let me. Let me turn down the lights here.
No, that didn't even sound right. Hold on. That didn't even sound right.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Let's get. I got to get situated myself. No problem.
Oh, Lordy. So, hi everybody in Vince's world.
Oh, it's so much better now that you're here, honey. Oh, man, I've missed you so much, Ruby Sexy Candy. You're my favorite lesbian lover. You know that.
You're my favorite straight husband. He got my porno music on and everything.
Oh, you know how I do it, sister. So what are you wearing tonight?
I just have on a t-shirt and some boy shorts. That's it.
Oh. Nothing underneath, I hope.
Nothing on underneath. But my piercings.
Oh, yeah. wait, what? Should I ask what is pierced or what isn't pierced?
I have two proton piercings. Going to be three.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Three tongue piercings, and do you have anything else pierced?
No, my pearl tongue, my pussy. I have it.
Your pearl tongue. Oh, Jesus Christ. You have three down there?
Two. I'm going to get the third one. I'm working on number three.
My God.
Yeah. It really hits. It's good, especially when you have that rabbit or that bullet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm happy all the time.
Wow. Well, you're making me happy, really happy right now. I'm so glad to hear from you. So what's been going on with your show lately? What's been happening?
Oh, nothing really. I mean, I'm still on air. I just took a break because I've been back and forth in New Orleans. I'm getting ready to do a showcase, underground showcase.
What do you mean, a showcase
Radio is for showcase music.
Oh, okay.
Like
yeah.
Artists that's coming out and stuff.
Oh, man. New Orleans. So do you, you must be into like bounce music.
I like all types of music. And that's what I want for the showcase.
Uh-huh.
I want all types of music, you know, underground music, people that want their music to be heard. There is an entry fee, you know, but everything else is, you know, I'm doing the whole like after party, and I'm gonna have, you know, record execs there and shit like that. So you never know, somebody might get signed.
Ooh.
It's gonna be in March. Love for everybody to come. And literally come.
I just did. Oh, God damn. It should be against the law to be as sexy as you are, Ruby Sexy Candy. In fact, I think it is in 12 states. It is.
It is in 12 states.
Yeah. In fact, don't come to San Francisco. Don't come to the Bay. You'll get arrested.
I told you I'm going to come to the Bay because we got to meet up.
Let me take
my husband out on a date one day or something. You know, I'll take you out.
Dude, are you kidding me, dude? This is like
this is the
fucking, you know, lesbian capital of the world. You got to come here and do it proper.
I know. Bring that, yeah. I know. I'm going to take you out on a date, but then also, you know, start with the chick, bring her home. But I always run into the straight chicks, you know, because they're always hitting on me. Like, there's one girl at, you know, I was sitting at my brother's party at the strip club, and she was just like, you know, I said, damn, you're sexy. I have one night stand with you. She was just like, well, I'm straight, but does that matter? And I was just like, hell no.
Oh, damn. So I was talking about bounce music because you said you're in New Orleans, and do you get into that?
No, I'm not in New Orleans right now. I'm in Texas, but when I was there at the club,
Do you ever see this artist called Big Frida?
Big Frida.
Big Frida,
no.
the queen diva.
No, I don't see her.
Oh, damn. Well, it's a dude in drag, obviously, but...
Okay.
Yeah, because, like...
Going back
like,
this weekend.
I don't know. I saw him... He came to the... I used to do a lot of concert videos and stuff, videography, and I worked with this band once called Galactic.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a record where they worked with a lot of New Orleans artists, and they worked with some hip-hop people, and they worked with this dude, Big Frida, and they did a special show with him in San Francisco at the Fillmore, and they had me come out and shoot video of it. There's I'll put the YouTube in the chat so you can check it out. But I got to meet this dude and check him out perform solo and with the Galactic, and he was fucking hilarious, dude. And he's like they know how to party. Like, he goes out there, he's a gay dude, right? He's dressed in drag, but he raps like any other rapper. Like, if he wasn't dressed in drag and flaunting it, you would think he was just any other booty rapper type of dude. And but he's coming from like this gay perspective. But he has on stage with him like a bunch of like dancers that are like go-go dancer chicks who are just booty shaking their music like they do in the clubs in New Orleans and stuff, to like on stage to all the songs. It's crazy, man. It's like he's kind of like a gay black male version of I don't know, fucking Peaches or something, you know?
Peaches.
You like Peaches?
Yeah.
The Teaches of Peaches?
Yes, I like Peaches. I'm gonna have to. I'm gonna have to look on that.
All right. Well, here, check it out. I got a copy of Galactic with Big Frida right here. Check this out. We're gonna take a little break. If you want to join me, Ruby Sexy Candy, can you stick around for a little bit? Or not? Jesus, she just dropped out. Oh well. I love you, Ruby Sexy Candy. Thanks for coming through. I'm going to be back here in a minute. Blunt's No Joints is here. And you, if you call in now, 347-826-7667. It's Vincent. Bye.
No more dreams, it's reality. No longer looking on the world, I'm on the galaxy. No more dreams, it's reality. Quit to tell them, you already know.
dado la especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hey. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Vince in the Bay back with you. Trying to lock things down here. And I have, I'm back, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about that. Little technical difficulties there. And taking your calls, 347-826-7667. Shouts out to Ruby Sexy Candy for coming through. And I'm still here with Blunts No Joints, and also I have now joining me a caller from area code 516. Area code 516, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to say, I'm sorry, hold on. My phone just turned off. Also, I have now joining me a caller. 516. Hey,
all right, sounds like he's still trying to get himself situated. Let's go, area code 580. You're on the air. What's up?
It's me, Vince. That's
oh, okay.
Bones.
Cool. Ruby Sexy Candy back with us now. It's me, Ruby Sexy Candy, and Blunts No Joints.
Blunts No Joints.
Yeah,
like
you should.
That.
Yeah, he's right here. Welcome. Hey, Blunts No Joints, meet Ruby Sexy Candy.
Hola, papi. Hola, papi. ¿Cómo estás, mijo?
I don't really speak Spanish. Sorry.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great.
All right, everybody's great.
All
Ruby
right,
Sexy
cool.
Candy's holding it down in the leg chair today. It's Ruby Sexy Candy is an old friend of the show. She has her own show here on Blog Talk Radio, which I've appeared on a few times, and she comes through here every once in a while. And, you know, we shoot the breeze. We have fun on the air. She's one of the sexiest lesbians you're ever going to find on the planet. And her show is just out of control. It's crazy. It's like a big party.
Yeah. Big freaky party. Sometimes. But see, lately since I've came back on, I said it was going to be like some changes. We haven't really been talking about sex much.
What have you been talking about lately? What's the topic?
Just like, I mean, like the Chelsea Anthony, like different, you know, like different shit other than sex. The whole Chelsea Anthony thing when that happened. Everything like that. We had like
yeah,
a special show
that?
About that.
Yeah.
Me personally, oh well. I mean, shit. You don't know what you know if she really killed the kid or not.
She
you know,
did.
I mean, she seems
but,
like she's definitely guilty of being a negligent parent. That's
right.
The damn sure.
Yeah, that's the only thing. You know, that's what you could have charged with. You know, being negligent and everything else like that. But I mean, you really don't know. You know what happened, shit. But I mean, I hope she don't have any more kids. But I know if some shit like that went down, I mean, that leaves the gateway for everybody. Be like, nah, that bitch got off and she killed her kid.
Yeah, well, no, that's the thing, though, is she lost in the court of public opinion. And ask OJ how that works out for you.
Right.
I mean, seriously, dude. Seriously,
right,
she's going to
so
have...
if she ever get in trouble anymore.
Yeah, it's just karma. It's karma. It don't matter. Like, it just because justice hasn't been served in this you know, reality... doesn't mean it won't be served in some other, you know, just because it wasn't received via the justice system doesn't mean it won't happen is what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Right. Because he got caught stealing his own shit back and got life.
I mean, eventually the devil's going to track you down, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I
just
karma is a bitch. It really is.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
That's why I try not to do too much stuff. I try to remember, you know, every chick's name that I do have sex with, so, you know, just in case karma try to bite me in the ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. Yeah, and that's kind of goes along with these LulzSec kids. These kids, you know, a lot of these kids are getting in trouble now. You know, a couple of months ago, or for some of these kids, it was years ago. It was all lulls, right? They were having fun. It was great. It was good times. Well, those good times have caught up to them, and it's just now starting to unfold. And it's kind of, it's interesting to see happen. It really is. Like this topiary kid getting caught.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Oh,
dance
wait,
with the devil, that's what happens.
Oh, wait, did you hear about the lady that was, that killed her baby and was riding around with it and went to the mall with her baby and then had the baby in the trunk?
I've heard stuff like that many times, but not that particular one.
Because of her baby daddy, she didn't want, you know, him to be around and stuff like that. So she kept, the baby was like 3-4 months.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy.
Hey, shouts out to Kush Kaluminati, who's back in the building. You know, I haven't given a shout out to my my chat room yet. Shouts out to 404-VITV. Geez, I wonder who that is. Let's see. Anonymous 420. Cosmo Brockington, Donald Weber, DVZQZ87. Okay. I think somebody's getting trolled. That sounds like a password or something to me. Speaking of trolls, John Brand is in the house. We also have our good friend Kingdom here. I love Kingdom here. I've got probably in the last like month or two, I would say since you've been gone, Ruby Sexy Candy, I've acquired, you know, had all, you know, it's BTR. You get new people in and out all the time.
Right.
But Kingdom here is my newest friend that I'm really fascinated with. She's a really sweet girl. She lives in Singapore, and she tunes in almost every night from Singapore. She's so sweet and cute. And, she's like, she's just cute as a button. She really is. She's adorable.
Hi, Kingdom. Nice to meet you, honey.
We have Kush Kaluminati, who is a new listener. That dude is kind of, he's chill. He's got a cool little name, Kush Kaluminati. Kaluminati.
Yeah. Kaluminati.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Tupac.
Yeah, Pac, R.I.P. And then there's Nigerian Richard Davenport, Secret Goods, and Stabby McHugs. Good times. Anyway,
shout
it's
out
been
to
some,
the chat room.
Yeah, shouts out to the chat room. Good times. Good times, everybody.
I'm going to have to start getting in the chat room.
You should get back in there and mix it up, honey. You could get some new listeners out of this. Seriously, like I've had a lot of, I don't know, it's been weird, dude. The last month has been really weird on VTR. You know, because of the summer. It's summer, okay, and so school's out. So all the kids, high schoolers included, they're free to mess around on the internet now, and they've been kind of like, you know, coming in out of chat rooms on different shows here on BTR, and sometimes they end up in mine, and it's just been a weird hornet's nest of trolliage and drama and...
you got a little bit of drama.
Yeah, there's been a lot of late night... Well, it's late night BTR. It's always drama, but, you know, during the summer, I guess all the summer fags are out, and shit gets just a little bit too heated, and gets a little too hot in the kitchen for some people. And, so butts get hurt. And shit happens, and it's, you know, it's just history repeating itself.
Right.
Jesus Christ, what are you doing? Do you have a lightsaber? What the hell was that?
No, sorry, that was because I just got this new phone. It's the BlackBerry Torch, and I just got this crazy-ass damn phone, and somebody was just calling, and I had to end that call. I ended it. I rejected it. Sorry about that.
It's all good. Hey, you know what? You know what I'm going to do here? We're going to take another break here. And since you mentioned Tupac, I'm going to play this track.
Yeah, let's play some Tupac.
I'm going to play some Nate Dogg featuring Tupac.
Alrighty.
It's called, this goes out to Topiary and Sabu and Lulsec and all that crew, you know, who could possibly be in mourning or not, that their fallen comrade has been apprehended by the authorities. Their homie is, you know, behind bars potentially now. So since you referenced Tupac and we haven't, you know, who Tupac's been behind bars too, and that didn't stop his ass, right? Well, of course, Pac is no longer with us, and neither is Nate Dogg. And shouts out to everybody in the chat room, everybody listening out there, especially Blunt Snow Joints and Ruby Sexy Candy, who are here with me tonight. If you want to join us, it's 347-826-7667. And this one goes out to the homies.
Me and my homies low. You know we kick it like every day. Every day. Every day. Me and my homies kick it like every day. Every day. Every day. When I'm alone in my room and I don't have no one to talk to,
we'll be right back. Oh, wait, can't process it. Losers, winning. Bye-bye.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Oh, yeah. Back here with you and also Blunts No Joints and Ruby Sexy Candy. We're kicking it freestyle here off the top of the dome. And it's good times. We've got another hour to go here.
One more hour of some freakiness.
Oh, yeah. We're just getting warmed up.
What was the last time you masturbated, Vince?
About, I don't know, 3 hours ago.
Okay. So the guy that's laughing in the background, was the last time you masturbated, that you talked to, you know, that you was with Rolinda, White Linda?
White Linda.
I'm so White confused. Linda. What?
When was the White last Linda. Time you fapped? When was the last time you fapped, bro?
Just like 20 minutes ago when Baby Sexy Candy came on.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. that's the thing is I didn't masturbate when she came on. I just came. I just got hard and came. I didn't have to masturbate at all. I just sat here. She came on. I came. That was it.
And see, people might, because, I mean, hey, I don't mind, because, you know, I don't get penetrated at all. Like, I tell people, my pussy's as tight as any straight man's asshole. So, you know, only thing I do is just get my vibrator out, put it where it needs to be, and, hey, it gets the job done. And, you know, I post up, yeah, hey, I masturbate, masturbation time. People think I be playing. Should I masturbate at least about 4 or 5 times a day? That's the only way that I can actually be happy.
You got to do what you got to do.
Yes. And it's just like I don't really too much care about, you know, I'd rather for a woman to masturbate in front of me or whatever. I ain't got to touch her. I'd rather masturbate. I like to get to know my body.
I like getting to know you, getting to know your body.
Yeah.
Good time.
I love it. Yeah. I don't mind phone sex. I don't mind none of that. I mean, hey.
I don't mind it either. Yeah, it's not a big deal. I mean, whatever. It is what it is. You know, so what? You get off on the phone. What?
Yeah. You ain't never got to talk to that person again.
Yeah. Yeah. If it's not good, hey, you know what? You don't have to cuddle with them or anything. You just fucking hang up.
Now, there's been plenty of girls, you know, that, you know, I've had phone sex with, and they have been, like, so boring. And I literally hung the phone up and called another chick to try to finish the job.
Yeah, that happens to me all the time because, yeah, you know, I have that effect on women, you know.
Maybe one day I'll try to masturbate with a guy. I don't know.
If you're looking for anybody, I got you.
You'll be the first one because you're my straight husband. You'll be the first one that I call. Just talk dirty to me. That's all I ask.
Not a problem.
Yeah.
It's my burden.
Yeah, that's all I ask. Just talk dirty to me, and we good. We could be best friends. We don't even have to talk afterwards.
What about you, Blunts No Joints? Why don't you take her up on it? You can talk dirty to her, probably, huh?
Yeah, I'm not really that great at talking dirty. Not gonna lie. It's not really one of my skill sets.
Me neither. So are you a screamer or a moaner?
I'm more of a moaner.
What about you, blunts instead of joints?
I don't really make a lot of noise.
You don't?
Yeah, in general. In general, he just does not make noise.
I really
He's
don't.
He's so quiet. He has sexy voice.
Across all platforms, no noise.
Dang.
We have another caller here. Let's see if this caller makes noise. Block caller, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Vince. It's Kyoto.
Yo, Kyoto. Good to have you again.
Hey,
bro.
I was calling in to talk dirty to Sappho here from the Isle
of
Lesbos.
Here we go.
I totally want you to smash my nuts with a brick while I choke you with my belt and bang your head into a jungle gym. Is that got you flowing down there? Is it the whole wet yet?
I just came myself.
Again?
Yeah, dude. Well, you know the effect you always have.
I know you, Vince. Vince is the kind of guy who actually has to wear an adult diaper most of the time. Because he's like just coming and coming and coming and coming, like Steve Ballmer.
In fact, if you've ever seen my penis, it looks like a miniature Steve Ballmer.
Oh, God.
Holy shit.
Google's the House of Cards! Google's the House of Cards!
developers.
That's what my cock screams every time I ejaculate. I'm sorry. I have to muffle it.
Oh, damn.
I just jerk it into a sock.
Good policy.
Well, I can't do none of that because I come like water, literally, like a tsunami.
So. Are you responsible for the 70,000 deaths in Japan?
I might be. I'm sorry. But not for the deaths, but for the water, probably.
I heard it blamed on lesbians and gays.
You've been watching too much. Too much 700 Club or Pat Robertson.
But yeah, Brother Pat speaks the truth.
And he said, "What is the lesbians and gays' fault?"
Mm-hmm.
Oh well, it is what it is.
It sounds like it might have been a tidal wave of your vaginal ejaculate.
It probably was. Because, I mean, when I come, it's just like running water, so. Hey.
Do you ever get dehydrated?
Once again, folks, we want to warn you that tonight's broadcast is technically of an explicit nature, so if you're easily offended, just tune away. Thank you, and back to the show. In fact, you know what's great about this new fucking thing is mid-show, I can go in here and go, oh, wait, comedy? Maybe I can go to explicit.
Yeah.
No. I think I could do it, but...
Go to explicit
I can change the category. Visibility. That's what it is. Visibility. This is how Debbie Daly does just this show after show after show after show. She'll turn it to hidden, or she'll turn it to test or private. You know, or explicit or something, and then it just doesn't count in your regular shows, and so that's how she does like two or three in a row.
I'm gonna have to check out one of her shows one day.
Oh,
I wouldn't bother.
You wouldn't bother?
No, they're all
the same. Great advice. Ask her for advice. If you just keep her on the advice tip, she's great. Just ask her for advice, and you're good.
Oh no, that sounds
kind of
like
you.
Kind of
like you. If I have you on, I want to know about sex and like all the different positions and all the different. Yeah, I want you to challenge me about sex because you always come up with these great questions that I would never even contemplated. That challenge my homosexuality. My heterosexuality.
Yeah, your heterosexuality.
Oh,
y'all gotta excuse him because, like, when I'm on, he pretends like he's a lesbian, you know. So sorry. But we need some ladies to call in. I'm gonna see if I can get some horny ladies up to call in.
I'm a melting pot of sexuality.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is. He really is.
Dude, did you guys... Okay, speaking of Debbie Daly, which I'm not trying to do, but I did catch the tail end of the show, well, via YouTube. Somebody posted... the ghetto capitalist posted a... you know what I'm talking about? You know who the ghetto capitalist is?
No.
Oh, my God. You're not in the chat room either, God damn it.
No.
Maybe I can't. Well, I'll just tell you about it. This guy, he goes by 213. He's known as 213 on the Ghost Show. He always calls in from 213, which is the LBC, the area code for Long Beach. He really goes by Dan E. Dot, you know, his middle name starts with E, Dan E. Grow, G-R-O-E, Dan E. Grow. And he is notorious for pranking ghosts, and he's got his own YouTube up called Ghetto Capitalist. And he always calls ghosts with a baby crying in the background and shows off about, you know, collecting his government check and just has the stereotype down to the T, man. And he's just fucking hilarious. He's just win every time. He's cataloged all his pranks into a YouTube channel that's fucking brilliant. And he catalogs all his appearances, and he hit Debbie Daly last night. He posted it on YouTube today, and it was fucking hilarious, dude. He's just like, I'm trying to get me a thick white woman, man. I want me a thick white woman. What's up, Debbie? You mean I want a thick white woman? Oh, so brilliant, man. I think it made Debbie's night. She was like, I think she was really stoked that she got called by 213. Yeah, but by him specifically, because he's not a malicious troll or pranker.
Right.
He's just he's fun, and it was just kind of like when she was. It sounded to me like, I didn't hear the context, but it sounded to me like he kind of caught her off guard, and she was just like, couldn't believe it. It was hilarious.
You know who I love other than you coming on to my show? Rhoda.
Coming on to
Rhoda Rooter.
Oh, Rooter.
Yes, I love, especially when he comes on my show. And when he said that he only have sex with guys only on Tuesdays, that was hilarious. And only if they look like Vanna White. The fifth one that comes out looking like Vanna White, that's the one that he...
Yeah. Is there a game on in the background? What the hell you got going on in the background there, honey?
Oh, no, I walked in my son's room to turn off his... That's what I just did. I turned off his game because he fell asleep watching it. I mean, playing it.
Oh, those rascally kids.
Well, he's 13, so, you know, it's almost time for school to come, you know, start back, so he's got to get back on his normal schedule.
Mm-hmm. Get him back into shape.
Yeah, basically. He don't want to do anything. He just came home from basketball camp, so... I didn't see my baby for almost 2 months. I'm happy.
Oh, dude, this guy's got it. Wait, if I play this, can you hear it? Tell me if you can hear this. Did you hear that?
Nope.
No? Okay.
No.
All right, I have to, I thought I had it routed correctly, but I don't. But anyway. Yeah, that guy, the link that who was it? Cosmo Brockington put in the chat room. That's the link to. I'll tweet it. I tweeted it already, but I'll tweet it again. It's Ghost Ghetto Capitalist on YouTube.
Can I give a quick shout out, real quick?
Oh yeah, go ahead.
I want to give a shout out to one of the sexiest straight women that I know, Superunit Angel Rice. Oh, she is like, and she's straight, but she's sexy. That's all I got to say.
Can you send me
I think she's listening. She doesn't want to talk, but I think she's listening.
Tell her to send me a picture, and I'll send her my pic. Pick for pick. I'm
pick
available,
for
by the way. I'm available. I'm on the market. I'm looking. I'm single. So, bring it on.
You hear that? He's available.
Tell her to call in. Jesus, don't be shy.
No, she did. I think she's on because she said she was listening. But I don't know if she's on the air or in the chat.
Yeah, well, if she's – there are a few callers on the line, and their hands are not raised. They're just listening, and I'm not going to bring them on if they don't raise their hand. But callers, if you're waiting in the wings and you want to join the conversation, just press number one, raise your hand, and I'll bring you on. No problemo. But, yeah, good times. And what's her name again?
Super Unit Angel Rice.
Shamba Shamba Angel Rice. What was the first
part? Super Unit.
Super Unit. Oh yeah. I got a Super Unit for her if she wants it.
No comment. No comment. She's one of the females that I do respect. She is a hardworking woman.
I will not flirt.
Will not flirt with her.
Tell me about it.
Too many that I won't say that to.
Oh, wait. You won't wait a second. You said you won't flirt with her.
Yes, I told her that I will not.
Is she ugly?
No, she's not. No.
Is she fat?
No, she's not. She's real sexy.
She got big tits?
You know what? I'm not answering that question.
I love big tits. That's the deal breaker, actually. It's a deal breaker.
God.
Big tits or get the fuck out is how I roll.
I'm not going to answer that question.
All right, fine. You know what?
Just say she's gorgeous. She's gorgeous
right.
and sexy, and she's intelligent, and she's well endowed in the places that you like.
Mm. Oh, thank you. That's what I like. Kind of reminds me of somebody from my past. Oh yeah, I remember her well. Her name was Zuzana. Oh, ye motherfucking yeah, baby. That's right, Zuzana. Check it out.
We've been together on the sofa with the music way down low. I've waited so long for this moment. It's hard to believe it's really so. The door is locked, there's no one home. They've all gone out, we're all alone.
Zuzana, 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 I'm crazy loving you.
Zuzana, I'm crazy loving you.
I put my arm around your shoulder. Run my fingers through your hair. It is a dream, I can't believe it. It took so long, it's only fair. And then the phone begins to ring.
And the stranger's voice on the other end of the line says,
"Oh, I'm sorry, wrong number.
You fucking whore.
Susanna.
Zuzana, Zuzana, you motherfucking whore. Zuzana, 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 you crazy fucking whore.
That's right, Zuzana, I know what the fuck you're doing. Yeah, fellas, watch out for this Zuzana bitch. You know who I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm not talking about your regular garden variety dirty slut or whore. This bitch, this fucking cunt bag, she's a man killer. She'll eat your testicles. You know what I'm talking about, fellas.
Zuzana, Zuzana, I'm crazy fucking you.
Hey, Zuzana.
Shooby dooby dooby doo.
Listen up, you dirty sluts, you fucking whores, bitches, and hoe bags. This is Vince in the Bay all up in you, bringing you the real deals. These nuts serve more than meals on wheels, know what I'm saying? So lay back, relax, and check out this story about my homegirl, Zuzana. I think you know her.
Oh yeah, Zuzana, you know what I'm going to do to you, don't you?
Yeah. Cradled between your tender thighs, I lift you to my mouth, and the abundance of your wetness greets me, and my mouth overflows with your warm essence. Your sweet taste is on my tongue. Your fragrance delights my senses. No gentle lick this visit. No bashful, cautious approach, for I wish to consume you. Push against my hungry mouth, young one, as the tip of my tongue slides up the slippery furrow that welcomes me between rows of delicate pink petals. Thrust against my generous tongue. Show me the power of your desire. My oral caresses consume you. My exploring tongue lifts the hood and finds your smooth, firm pearl. You squeal in that unique way you always do when I hit it just right, signaling that I've found your spot, of course. I harden with response. I harden in response. In response, I harden. My jaws protest that my mouth my open mouth provides. But I'm unrelenting in my gift to you, intent on your fulfillment. I feel your body tense, Susanna. Why are you so quiet, Susanna? Are you getting close? You're so quiet, Susanna. Concentrating? Bearing down? Soon now, my love. Ecstasy approaches, Susanna. You push hard and fast against my tongue, shameless in using me, and I so willingly comply until you cry out, and in your satisfaction I will find mine. But mine, Susanna, will be the greater, because I got you off, baby. You're mine, sister.
Susanna.
Susanna. Susanna, I'm crazy humping you.
Crazy humping you.
Susanna. Susanna. Susanna, I'm crazy fucking you.
Hey,
Susanna. Susanna.
Susanna.
Susanna, you crazy fucking whore. I fucking hate you, Susanna. You cunt bag.
Hit it.
Kumau.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. With your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Yarrai me!
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL, e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali, perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti, sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, un finale in gran costo.
Finish him!
Top fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vincent the Bay.
What up, Philly the Negro?
Oh, Oh, yeah. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Vince of the Bay, and I'm back with my fantabulous guest tonight, Ruby Sexy Candy. Hey, Ruby Sexy Candy, while we have a minute here, why don't you tell folks about your show and where they can tune into it and what it's all about?
It is called Candy Shop Radio, and basically it's, you know, for grown-ups. You know, grown-up talk, grown-up play, everything. It's right before Vince's, and it comes on, it goes off right before your show comes on. So that's a good thing. Basically, we play music, you know, different types of music, underground music. It's very fun, you know, chill, laid back, smoke, drink, you know, just enjoy. Never leave, you know, unhappy. But, I am on Blog Talk. It's blogtalkradio.com/thecandyshop. It's DAKANDISHOP. And the number is 805-285-9748. And I'm on 10:30, 11:30 Central Standard Time, Monday through Sunday.
Sweet.
Yes.
I'm going to come through again. I've been on the show like here and there, mm-hmm. but I'm going to try to come through again. It's been a while.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that you always pay me a visit every so often. You always pick the – you always catch me off guard, but somehow it just feels right, though. Every time you show up, it just feels right. It's good to have you here, honey.
Because that day that you tweeted me and told me to come through, it was my birthday, and I was in New Orleans, and I was getting drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you tell me, to come through and like I saw
I get
the
plenty.
The
you know, I get plenty. I get plenty. Not that that wouldn't be entertaining, but I have to entertain drunk callers all the time. So, you know, it's okay. I think you caught me at just the right time. This is great to have you here.
Oh, I have to make a. I kind of made a mistake. She
oh, yeah.
said her name is Amy. Not I gave you know out the Facebook name, but shout out Miss. Amy, with your gorgeous, beautiful, sexy self, with all the, you know, measurements that Mr. Vince in the Bay likes. Instead of super unit. And that's her name, Amy. There we go. She told me, she said, my name is, she said, it's Amy. So she is listening.
All right, good. Is she called in, by the way? Can you just confirm? Because I do see a couple of callers.
Yeah, she's on.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, she's on.
Good times, good times. Well, you know, maybe if she feels like it, she can press number one and she can pop in and say hi. And she doesn't have to, you know, if she's shy, she doesn't want to call in or say anything, it's all good. But thank you, Amy, right? Yeah, Amy.
Mm-hmm, Amy.
Yeah. Thank you for joining me tonight and... good to see we have some hopefully you know it's nice to capture from some new listeners and add to the ever-growing cavalcade of characters in the audience that join me here on nightly. So you girls are always welcome here.
Yes, if not I'll still come through and kick down the door butt naked in some stilettos.
Oh, let me videotape it though. Make sure you give me fair notice because I want to document all of it and then report and then examine it and report it.
Yeah.
Good times.
That would
good
be yeah.
Times.
That'd be a good ass video for YouTube.
Oh yeah, Kyoto is with me too. Still, I think Kyoto, are you still there?
What's up, Vince?
Hey, dude.
I was running on mute.
I think I had you on.
I didn't want to break up the musical break. You were playing that fly music. Or...
Yeah, that song was a trip.
What did I play? Oh, yeah. That was my karaoke version of Susanna. Susanna. Yeah, I actually did hook up with a chick named Susanna. That's in real IRL. I didn't do any of that. I didn't do any of that shit to her though. But whatever. It's a great song. I actually like that song. That song was popular. Was I know it because of the Italian version, the Adriana Celentano version. and I didn't even realize it was a cover until like a year later after I already knew knew the song for a while. And turns out it's a cover of an English, originally done in English, so I did it. Of course, everything's on karaoke on YouTube or whatever.
Yeah. It really is. Everything. I said I'm going to post up a YouTube video. I think I'm going to just put my show up on YouTube, go live stream with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I was thinking about doing it. I haven't decided yet.
Good times. So did you, last time I talked to you, your Facebook account got taken down. Did you ever get it back up or what's
up?
Yes,
I got a new one. I got a new one this time. Got a new one.
Oh, you know what? I'm curious if somebody, because I no longer have my Facebook account. But...
Yes, there's still two Vince in the Bays.
Oh, really? Two fake Vince in the Bays out there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Because I'm not on. I created a fan page for Vince in the Bay, and then I disabled my group.
It's still up there.
But I left a group though, and I put the administration. I changed the administrators to Goofy Bone and what's his name? Cowpote. And now Goofy Bone's in jail, so I don't know. Do you follow Goofy Bone on Facebook?
Yeah, he's my friend. I think he's my friend on this one because I know he was on the last one because I was going to tell him to put me back in the damn group. I miss my group.
Yeah, dude, that group's badass. I left the administration. Find Cowpote. Cowpote must still be out there somewhere.
That's
who I left it to. I bequeathed it to Cowpote. Jesus Christ, my kids!
That ain't me. Mine's asleep.
Oh, who is that then? Is that
I don't know. That wasn't me. That wasn't me.
That was Da Negro here? I'm sorry. Did you hear? Hey,
sorry, man. I got a whole stable of underage prostitutes. I'm putting them on back page.
Occasionally, nice.
I got to fucking wrap them around the ears and keep them in line, and I'll send you up.
Oh, Lord.
That was kids.wave.
Let me see. I'm gonna have to get on here, and see. Let me get on Facebook and see if he's. Do you still remember his name?
I'm just wondering.
On Facebook?
I'm just curious if Goofy Bones had any Facebook activity at all. There's just no way. I can't believe he's just fallen off the face of the earth like that. Same thing with Ghost. Like him and Ghost at around the same time just became very scarce.
Because you left, Vince.
I didn't leave. I've been here the whole time.
You got off. You literally just got off of Facebook and just said, fuck it. Like you just deleted everything.
Yeah, well, I left that group on purpose, though, because I wanted that torch to be carried because I thought that was a good little network. Like there was like 80, there's something like 80 BTR hosts on there, like old school, before BTR became, when it was free. I created that group when BTR was still free. And so, like, I think Desert Rose is on it. I think you're on it. Obviously,
I was on it.
Johnny Kush. Like, people I don't even, like, barely even talk to on BTR, but they're all on it. And everybody was, like, seriously, I tried to add everybody. Some people, like, got off of it because they were so pissed, annoyed at all the messages. I hate the way Facebook is set up. That's why I got rid of it. It just annoyed the fuck out of me.
You had everything programmed to your phone.
It's just a nightmare. It's a total nightmare, and I just can't. It's everybody just like it's just annoying. The content is annoying, and the way it's presented is even more annoying. And I just had to get out of there. It's just not built for me. It's not my kind of social network. No, thank you.
But do you
know how they usually have?
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's it. That was my piece. What were you gonna say?
You know how they normally have like you know how people you know have you know like their statuses and you know shit like that. Now it's not even like you know how people just get on there and they talk shit on their statuses or say something and it'd be funny. And now it's nothing like people really don't even say nothing. That's all they really has on there now is like who you're friends with now and you know what this person then did. And now on Facebook like they can see on your wall like. Whose chat room that you was just into, whose page you just commented on, and all this other shit.
I don't want people knowing my shit. I want I want like some little digital footprint following me around. Are you kidding me? I want to like, you know, stalk people on the internet in peace.
Right, and I mean, because, like, I like the old Facebook. Like, it was better. I mean, it's just, like, and now everybody's, like, in like, different groups and shit. And it's just, like, more people just be posting. Like, I tell people, don't post music. I understand, you know, hey, I do the whole radio thing, been doing it for a long time. But, I mean, that's why I have, you know, an email. You know, I have a radio show page, a group page. Hey, it is what it is. I see more people with shit on my page than I do on my page.
Yeah. Hey, Kyoto, now that I have you here, I wanted to ask you about the topic of this whole topiary arrest thing. What do you make of it?
I don't think it's topiary.
No?
Nope. I don't. I think that I was familiar with the article you were referencing earlier with the docs that were dropped, or alleged docs were dropped on and placed them in Sweden earlier, and I don't know if those are, I mean, I can't say those are real docs, but my understanding is that it's just some hapless troll that got his nick hijacked by Topiary. I wish somebody would, you know, I can't wait for a little sec round two when the leader is Bill Wagner and the person running the Twitter is Debbie Daly.
God.
I think that would be win.
Oh, my God. Don't even.
Yeah, so if you're listening out there, folks, your new hacker nick should be Bill Wagner, a.k.a. Spam King, or Debbie Daly, for that matter, would be fine, too.
Everybody's always getting on
American
her.
American Badass.
Yeah, the American Badass. Hell yeah.
Or that could be the truth. The American Badasses.
You know, I always wanted to know, why does everybody have so much shit against Debbie Daly? Everything.
What's that?
I said, what did Debbie Daly do this time? I just missed everything.
Oh, that's not even worth talking about.
Yeah, no, it's just typical late night BTR drama that I like to call the Knights of BTR. Let's get you back. You want to get it caught up on everything?
Man, because I still don't know why everybody just have such a big old beef with her. I don't know.
No, I mean it's just. Typical late night BTR drama. It's just how it is. I mean, it's basically let's just be real, okay? BTR, at least the late night version, it's social networking on steroids, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's like Twitter or Facebook on steroids with a radio broadcast built in. You got a chat room. You can comment. You can, you know, you can paste links, but we can talk. You know, it's like integrating it with a Skype chat, whatever you want to call it. This is like, you know, you could turn it into like a big chat room, essentially.
Right.
And that's what it does turn into in a lot of instances, and that can be for better or for worse. And you know, and it's just natural that when people are around enough that there's going to become cliques and there's going to become, you know, that kind of, it's just human nature. And, you know, that stuff. And then every once in a while, like in the summer right now, things kind of come to up to a boil because all these kids who are on vacation, they have nothing better to do than to come into chat rooms and just antagonize folks. And people's butts get hurt, and then, you know, there's retaliation, and things get ugly, and then everybody's just, and ultimately nobody's has fun. Everybody's just pissed off and bitter in the end. And then, you know, things simmer down, and then, you know, hopefully people get back to what they enjoyed about BTR in the first place, was just, you know, talk radio, but, you know, extended a little bit and uncensored.
Right. Right.
It's fine. I'm guilty as anybody for getting wrapped up into the drama, but you know, whatever. You know, it is what it is. Like we all like to.
Say. Damn, I've been off almost 2 years, and I'm not even in a damn clique. I'm kind of feeling some type of way, Vince. I'm not in your clique.
No, no, dude. I'm me. I'm just VITB for life. That's all I know.
We just have our own late night clique, but it's all good.
No, dude, I miss, you know what, honestly, I miss, of all the late night clicks, I miss Mrs. PG and Petey Green.
Oh, you know what? She had a show.
I saw that. I couldn't take
it
for real.
Yeah, I couldn't get on either, because I was, was drunk.
Wow. I missed it.
Yeah, she had a show. I wonder how it was.
She was, for all intents and purposes, for me, when my early memories of BTR were Mrs. PG was the queen of late night BTR. And like her and Petey Green had a vicious rivalry with Goofy Bone. Like, and I was down with them, the Milwaukee crew, who basically broadcast day and night, you know, back to back shows on BTR. When BTR was free and you could do a 3 hour show? Was it a 3 hour show? You could do a 3 hour show for free, dude. And these folks, there was like, I don't know, five or six of them. They were all friends in Milwaukee. And
started during the daytime.
They started at Rise and Shine. It was like, what the fuck in the morning or something?
Then Milwaukee Music.
Milwaukee Music. And the Smoke. What was Wayne Ghetto's show? The Smoke Break. Not the Smoke Break. It was something smoking related. Wayne Ghetto. It's probably still on BTR if you search for it.
No, he's not on because I have his girlfriend. She's the co-host with me. He's not on anymore.
No, I know he's not on anymore, but I mean.
Oh yeah, but if you search for
him, he didn't delete the account, right? Because there's like tons of people. There's like Petey Green. I think his In the Building account is still there. Those guys had like, and each person had like multiple accounts. So not only did five people have their own individual shows. But you could have everybody had. I had multiple accounts. I didn't have a crew I was running with. It was just Vince in the Bay. But I had Vince in the Butt, Vince in the Gay, Vince is not gay, Vince might be gay, Vince could quite possibly be gay. I had literally like 10 BTR accounts, and I just settled on. It just so happened when I had to pay, I just decided I'll just be Vince in the Bay. Well, you know, I could have been. I was Mega Dude for a while. Mega Vince, Mega Dude, Mega Guy, Mega Ted, Mega. You know, it was just insane.
I think when I met you, you was Mega Vince.
And I was like, I got to compete with these. Like, I got to represent the Bay. Like, these guys represent Milwaukee, man. So I was just like, fuck it. I'm going to do back-to-back, wall-to-wall Vince in the Bay content to compete with these folks. And I was just like, fuck it. They're too powerful. So I just joined forces with them and just hung out with them. And I was like their token white dude. I would, you know, if you go into some of those old sidebar shows and all those, you'll hear me pop in, and I'll just be like, and now back to the sidebar with Mrs.
Yeah.
PG.
Yeah,
she was the shit. I had her back as a special guest, I don't know, a couple months ago on my show. You can go on my archive and find it.
But she was doing
that was my girl, man. She's still doing her thing, though. I follow her on Twitter or whatever. I mean, they're on the next platform. They don't give a fuck about BTR. They're like, all right, fine, you're going to make us pay next. And then they just went on to whatever. Now they're on now. I don't know. They're still making their mixtapes and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Will. Oh, my God. That guy used to fucking crack me up, dude. He was, if anybody was Goofy Bone's arch nemesis, it wasn't the Zeki kid. Fuck the Zeki kid. The real arch nemesis, the guy that really pwned fucking Goofy Bone, was Jay Will. Jay Will's the guy that did that Goofy Bone satire video. He did that like in like 5 minutes, dude, literally. And it was fucking brilliant, dude. He just owned Goofy Bone with that little 2 minute video. Oh my God, he did the whole history of Goofy Bone, and I don't even remember what it was, but it just I fucking peed my pants, dude. They used to talk shit on the radio, and Jay Will would just do a whole 1 hour show, and he wouldn't take any calls or anything. He'd just spend the whole hour talking shit on Goofy Bone. It was just fucking nuts, dude. Oh, it was so great.
I loved the last show that they had.
When I first started to run with those kids, he hated me. Like, he wanted to fucking find out where I lived and kick his ass and shit. Because, like, I would lurk in some of their shows, like, because at first they were, you know, him and Petey Green, like, were kind of nasty towards me. And I was just kind of like, all right, I'm going to lay low on these cats. And so I just kind of lurked. And he would be saying, like, shit, oh, we got to fucking rob this motherfucker and all this shit. And I was just like, Jesus Christ, dude, this guy's fucking nuts. And eventually, thank God, he fucking, like, started being cool. And he, like, ended up liking each other. And it, I don't know, mutual hate of Goofy Bone probably solidified it. But, yeah, back in the day, Goofy Bone was, like, a huge enemy of mine. Not a direct any. It was an indirect because I ran with those folks, and I was just like, yeah, I'm going to back them up. But I used to have battles on my show between Petey Green and Goofy Bone would do, like, freestyle battles and shit. That was some fun drama, if you want to talk about BTR drama. That was back in the day when it was a free platform. That was, like, it was nuts. It was, like, no holds barred. It was, every show was just out of control.
It really was.
Yeah.
And then you remember... You remember Ginger?
Ginger.
Ginger. Yeah, he had a show. He had a show. And like he was on the last show, like after all their shows in the daytime, and the last show that be on air was Bobblehead. PG Nim show. The last show that they air at nighttime was Bobblehead. So he had sex on there, and that show got cut off. And got cut off. So that was the sucky part, because I liked the Bobblehead. Because that's when Miss PG really got, she got out of herself, and she got freaky. Talk freaky and stuff.
Vince has sex with himself all the time on his program. I hope he's able to keep her under wraps. It's a good show. You should stay on the platform.
I know, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
When you got a show this good, though, it's hard not to fap, right, Vince?
Yeah, that's right. I try to pre-fap as much as I can.
That's a bro tip right there. That's a bro tip. The pre-fap.
I got a way of doing mine. It's I'll masturbate before like the show, and I smoke me a blunt, and then I do my show, and then like in the middle of it, like an hour in. To it, I'll play like two or three songs, and then I masturbate while the song's on. And then, hey, it's all good.
I like you.
I do too.
I like you.
Isn't she incredible?
Yeah. Do you ever do like a live stream while you do your show? I mean, do you ever camo? Huh?
No, I'm getting ready to do that.
Oh, dude, you know
I'm
who you need
to
camo? You know who you need to check out, though, bro? You ever checked out Coco Mommy?
Nope.
Oh, my God. Let me find her. She straight up cams and has sex on her show. That's how I found her. I was like, I just started adding people on BTR like crazy, like anybody. And this chick was like a porn star doing a there's actually multiple people on BTR. Back in the day, there was multiple people for sure. Now it might be one or two, but she's still one of them. But she's basically a porn star, an independent, low-budget porn star who's got a BTR show. And she, like, every once in a while, she'll just straight-up have sex, do a live cam show and simulcast on her radio show. And just get, like, I found her by watching her just get pounded on the couch of her apartment with her, with some dude. And they had a third guy, recording it on camera. It was like was it Tiny Chat? No, it wasn't Tiny Chat, but it was something like that. I had open in one window and then her show in the other, and she just simulcast on. It was insane. I was like, this is my wet dream. This is like a BTR. This is insane. And they didn't ban her account. She's still there. It's like that crew, the Milwaukee music crew, the In the Building crew. They used to do that late night bobblehead productions.
Yeah, that's
they basically
what it is,
had.
Yeah.
I mean, I still have some of that stuff, like archived on my computer with I actually have some of my switchboard too. It was straight up just phone sex and real sex too, because it'd be like Petey Green and what's her name and PG would be fucking the shit out of each other, and then like you'd have you'd have Thick Thangs and what's her name and or somebody Tasha and Thick Things would like join in and start just like getting off on the side, and it would just be like, suddenly you'd have like a chorus of like four or five chicks just moaning and groaning and getting off, and that show stayed on and didn't get kicked off for the longest time. I could not believe it, dude.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, because that was when I was first on BTR. I was on BTR for like pretty much most of 2009, and then I kind of like just went away. But I went away because BTR was like labeling me all my accounts explicit, and I was just like, fuck this platform. I was like, I'm going to go somewhere else. And I just like dropped it. But when I dropped it at the time, that Bobblehead Productions was still going. And then like every once in a while, they would tweet me and say, come back to our show. And I know that thing was going on for a long time, and they were just having straight up phone sex on it all night long. And getting away with it, nobody complained, or at least I don't know, not enough to get it pulled.
Yeah,
and
so that day PG wasn't on there, and what's his name?
And
got
then,
on there and had sex, and it wasn't even worth listening to.
Yeah, That shit was nuts. But they eventually got pulled though. Eventually got shut down. Like eventually BTR is just like, holy shit, this has been going on this whole fucking time. Are you shitting me? We turn our back for a minute and these people are fucking each other on the air. My God. I don't know. I think, but they didn't take down that Chocolate Mommy chick. Oh, I got, that's what I was going to look for. Chocolate Mommy. Here, let me find it. I was on her show. Here, I'm going to, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to introduce you guys to Chocolate Mommy. Check this out. Oh, no, I don't have enough time to play. It's too long. Never mind. But I'll just find the link to her show.
Another time.
Yeah, another time. Another time. But definitely, there we go.
Yeah,
Chalk Mommy. It's, yeah, there it is. Chocmami. Oh my God, this chick is a freak. Here, I'll paste it in the chat room for people. This chick right here. Oh, you want to? You know what? You know what I'm going to do? You people are these stupid trolls, these new fags that are all into Zeki and versus Goofy. You guys don't know shit, man. You know what? You know what I'm going to do? I think I should just make my show go dark, be like fucking Ghost and Goofy, and just take a vacation from BTR. Just go and just spend my off time just going through my archives and finding all the classic Goofy versus Petey Green, Goofy versus Goofy versus Vincent the Bay. There's some fucking classic Goofy shit that you guys don't even fucking know about. And I'm gonna gather all that shit and show you that Zeki ain't shit, dude. Zeki is he's just got a really he's got an English accent. So what? And he's got an attitude. Who doesn't? Anyway, did I place Choco Mommy's in there? Yeah, that's her, man, dude. Oh my God, she's a freak. Here, I'll play a little bit of my appearance with her. Check this out for a second.
Vincent the Bay, what kind of fucker are you?
I am a sensual, erotic fuck. I will take you on a magic carpet ride. Speaking of carpets, I like to. I have a pretty good tongue. Pretty good working tongue myself. I enjoy that nice little slack. I'm much more. Can we settle down in the background? Could somebody like simmer down back there, please?
Yeah. What? Hold on. Let's see. Okay.
Yeah, it's much better.
Have good carpet skills?
I do have good carpet skills. I'm good at munching carpet. I am. I'm more
right
of
now?
A giver than a receiver. You know, I enjoy receiving. Don't get me wrong. But I think I gain more pleasure from pleasuring someone else. I'm very fond of the female form. Done a lot of research on the subject. I usually when I view pornography, I tend to gravitate towards women on women action or just solo action. I really enjoy seeing females doing it solo, you know, because nobody knows how to do it to yourself better than yourself, right? So I've seen over the years done a lot of extensive research and put a lot of my research into practice, and I've gotten good results so far. I haven't gotten too many complaints. So I like to think I know how to work the tongue.
Great.
Oh, wow. That's a mouthful right there.
Oh, I got more for you, sister. There's plenty more where that came from. I'm a huge fan of your show, and literally and figuratively, I've got a boner right now. And I think the last show I caught of yours, you were literally having intercourse on the air. You were doing a scene, and you were hosting a show at the same time. And I thought, you know, this is the girl for me. This is the kind of show that I want to aspire to. And if there's something I can incorporate. Performing all sorts of sexual activity while hosting my show, I think that's a win-win for the listeners and the host.
Yeah, everybody wins. I get a good nut, they get a good listen, they bust a couple of nuts, the artist gets to tell his story, and they're like, wow, I had to really focus on what the hell I'm doing while she's fucking and sucking, and I can see it. Yeah.
Yeah,
the
I was
next one is
going to
be live with the artist there.
That's what's up. I dig
I'm sorry, I missed the name of the person that we have on right now.
This is Vince in the Bay.
Hello.
Hello, and who are
this
you?
This is Princess May.
Princess May. Good to be with you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you also.
And we have Mr. GA on the line.
How's it going, Chief? How's it going, man?
Good. Mr. Ooh, I'm sorry, it was Mr. what?
GA.
GA, like Georgia?
Yes,
yeah.
All right. Is that where you're calling from, Georgia?
Yeah.
And then we have Miss Precious on, and she's from Ocala, Florida.
Oh, hey. We're all over the place. So you guys are, for the most part, all based
East
in
Coast.
The South. East Coast, mostly
yeah.
In the South. That's cool. Yeah, I'm out in the West Coast. I'm in the Bay Area, hence Vince in the Bay. No, it's not Tampa Bay. It's not Green Bay. It's the San Francisco Bay.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
That will work.
Oh, yeah. Oh, tonight is going to be fun. It's Free Ball Friday.
Free Ball Friday? Meaning everybody that's listening is not wearing any underwear?
Exactly. You got it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
And then once the show's over, we all take off our pants and play with ourselves.
Oh, wow.
I might have to take advantage of that.
Oh,
I need
please.
To release some stress.
Abuse it. Use it and abuse it, sister.
I think I will. I really think I will.
I love it. I'm following you on Twitter, too. I'm watching you.
Oh, please do. Have you joined my site yet?
No, I haven't. I'm sorry, I haven't taken that deep of a dive. But I am following you on Twitter, and I listen to you on BTR. But yeah, tell me about your site.
I'm
not familiar.
I'm putting the link up in the chat room. I can't spell today. It's my adult site.
Ooh.
Yes, you get to see what you heard from the show. Oh, man, I did that wrong. I swear, you're making me nervous. Very nervous. I can't even type
this
my damn words. Girl, shut the hell up.
I have something that can shut her up. I'll put something in her mouth for her.
I like
that.
Damn. Holy camel toe, Batman. I just like natural boobs, no matter what size they are. I prefer them to be large, but if they're small, so be it. Some of my favorite porn stars that I beat off to all the time that have small little boobies, and I was thinking the first one that came to mind for me was India Summer. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I don't look at porn.
Oh, India Summer is this white chick. She's like a MILF now, I guess. She's like in her 40s or whatever, 50s maybe now. But she's got a rocking little body. She's got a little body like you, I would say. But she's a little white girl. And she's got little teeny boobies. But she's hot and she's smoking. And like, I'd die to hook up with this chick. And I wanted to find an example of like a really hot porn star that doesn't have fake boobies, that's got small little natural little boobs, but still is rocking it hardcore. And if you came on my show, I think you'd be awesome to help give her an ego boost.
Oh, hell yeah. I'll come on in and give her more than an ego boost. But tell them fuckers, you better take me as I am. Come put this titty in your mouth and shut up.
That's what's up. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's perfect.
Does anybody have any other questions for Mr. Vincent DeBay?
What a silly Negro.
I don't know, winning anyone?
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo.
Hit it!
El hombre.
Okay, party people in the house.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Some fruity ass little fruit bowl named Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
You gave me.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Yahoo.
Hell no, boy. Vince is a baby.
Vince is a slum troll.
That's right.
Cactus.
We're on the network.
Fuck you, Vince!
Penis, 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 penis.
Sense, sense, sense.
Thank you very much.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
I don't get down like that.
Not like me.
Oh, my God.
Weird, weird, weird. Weird, weird, weird. The dude, where's one on it?
I'm a troll. And why?
Run away! Run away! Run away!
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay. Motherfucking Jaya, it's VITB back up in this for another 2 minutes. 2 minutes to go. And I want to thank my callers tonight, Blunts No Joints, Ruby Sexy Candy, and Kyoto for hanging tight with me. It's been a lot of fun, guys. Let's go around the horn here. I'm going to start with my good friend Blunts No Joints. Thanks for coming out tonight, homie. Do you have any parting thoughts before we say goodbye?
Not really, but no, I got nothing again. But thanks for having me on.
No problem, bro. Good to have you as always. You're always welcome, man. Also, Ruby Sexy Candy. Wait, hang on. Let's go. Kyoto, really quick. Any parting thoughts?
I came.
Yeah, me too, bro. Perfect. Let's see. Ruby Sexy dropped off. Maybe she'll come back on in a second. I don't know. But shouts out to Kishu, who's been lurking. And I love you, honey. I'm sorry that your butt hurt. I've been watching your tweets. And I've actually been retweeting them. And I understand. And I know you're pissed off. And you're not kicked off my show. You're always welcome to be here. I'm sorry you're so butthurt, and hopefully your butt will be less sore tomorrow, and you'll call in and say hi. And, you know, things will be okay and all well in the world. Until then, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. I'm fucking tired and sick and sick and tired and tired of being sick and tired. And, yeah, very grateful to have, but yet again, very grateful to have everybody here enjoying this program once again. Again, thank you to Ruby Sexy Candy for coming out of the blue to hang out with me tonight. That was really special and fun, as always. She's so sexy and Ruby and Candy-ish. And, yeah, God, I hope she'll come back again soon. She just disappeared like a little, like Tinkerbell or some fairy or something. Yeah, good times. Until next time, folks, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And this goes out to, God, I forgot her name. What's her name? Jesus Christ, somebody tell me the name real quick. Let me find this. Vamp, Vince. It's the Asian Dub Foundation for a good friend off the internet. Her name is, oh, I forgot her name. God damn it. Anyways, this is for you. This is some Asian Dub Foundation. Peace out.
Fly over, fly over. Sing, fly over. Fly over. Chance. Fly over. Fly over.
Stop on the jet down the accelerator.
Sing. Fly over. Fly over.
Don't wanna get back. That's the one that can't capture.
Chance. Fly over. Fly over.
Stop on the jet down the accelerator.
Sing. Fly over. Fly over.
rubbing shoulders with a super class engine. Burning up the Urals in South Kensington. Choking up a lot of fire, smoking on the air. Some days you'd rather be anywhere but here. Choking up a lot of fire, smoking on the air. Some days you'd rather be anywhere but here. See? Fly over, fly over. Step on the gas, get down the accelerator. Fly over, fly over.
Thank you, very nice.